Do you make a certain amount of money?
That's a loaded question too. Yes and no.
What does that mean? What is
for credit?
I don't know what that means.
Making a lot and having a lot are two different things. If you have your assets, if you have a mind, the mindset of wealth is what I'm seeking for.
Nigga, no.
So yes, there is a dollar amount. I'll start with 200 annually, but that 200 consists of like property, other businesses, 401k, trust funds, things of that sort, things that I'm building to leave with my baby that my parents have left for me.
Okay. Would you date a man that made less than 200K or that's the minimum?
Minimum.
Okay. You know what, though? There ain't nothing funny about that. I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would just start laughing, because y'all know you think this is funny, but you... I'm sorry, man.
Okay.
So well, like I said, that's loaded. If you like 150 and you have like 12 properties, that's your 200 right there. That's a mindset.
Okay. So if his assets either make 200K or have assets that equal up to 200K.
Minimum.
And you have a 3-year-old child, right?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming your 3-year-old child's father fit that requirement.
We were never in a relationship until we got pregnant.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No.
Someone that makes at least six figures.
So makes at least 100,000.
Yes.
Would you, so if he made less than that, you wouldn't date him?
I will work with him depending on his personality and, you know.
Okay. All right. So make 100K. We started off there, child. And they're always getting on me with the money when I tell them, the money is just one question out of all the questions, but I don't really, they be like, Kendra, she started off with the money. I want that to be said. So when they start coming. I'm going to ask you this, because they will say this. Did your ex-husband make 100K?
No.
Don't tell me with this. Don't try to kill me. You're killing me, man. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
His publicist helped calm him down.
No. So I'm going to just let you respond. They're going to say you had 3 kids by a man that didn't make 100K. Why he has to make 100K?
Because my kid's father, we were together since we were kids. But now I'm a point in my life where I make over 6 figures.
She's already there, fellas. She's waiting for you to come aboard.
The guy you're interested in has got to make a lot of money, I think.
At least as much as me.
At least as much
what
as
is, well, we got there early. Well, what is that dollar amount?
About $115.
How much?
$115.
Woo! $115. Now, this is what the men will ask. Did both of your baby daddies each make $115?
Well, they're both welders, so they make about as much as I do. Yeah.
You say welder?
Yeah, they weld.
Yeah, those blue collar guys, some of those blue collar guys make some real money, especially the union guys.
Too. Okay. So we got that out the way. So fellas, her baby daddies, they do make your money requirement.
Yeah. So you gotta make over 115, folks. That seems fair.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
Shut the fuck up. But niggas spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Say again. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think at or above level. That's fair.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Because she got a lifestyle. She got kids. She got lifestyle. She needs somebody that
can. What is though? You can ask for anything. I agree. We can ask for anything. Now we got to close the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like basically. So let me ask you this. If a man made less than 115, does he have a shot or keep it?
He does. I just. Enough to at least carry the bills.
Hell no. Hey, fuck no.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
Yeah, because I do well for myself, so it's not that you need to match me, but you should be able to hold your own. Yeah.
Is there a number to that?
Honestly, I don't like to put a number to that, but if I was going to be honest, over 100K because this is our society. If you don't make a certain amount of money, you can't live a certain way. You can't, you shouldn't have a woman because it comes, a woman comes with a lot of, you know, a responsibility, you know, is a second, is almost like a second thing to the, to your nature. You, to, yeah, to have a.
Have you ever had a dream that, you had, you could do what you want?
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Does he have to make a certain amount of money?
He has to be able to take care of himself because I can take care of mine. Myself.
Well, a guy at McDonald's could take care of himself.
Bingo.
I'm sorry, say that again.
A guy that works at McDonald's can take care of himself.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He doesn't have to be. I'm not going to speak that into existence. I was going to say he, no, I'm not even going to say it. Yeah, he, I mean, he has to at least, you know, make decent money.
Okay. What, you know, at
least, I'll tell you, at least 100.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. You think you can do this to me?
Does he have to make a certain amount of money?
So, you know, I've been watching your show for a long time. And I've been asking myself, you know, what do I answer when eventually, you know, she asks this question?
Oh, Lord, I know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing, it's going to be some dumbass shit.
I don't want to say 50K, 60K, 70K. I mean, I don't mind if you make $1 million. I don't mind. But this is the thing for me.
What did I just tell you, motherfucker? Why are they stupid?
There could be somebody who makes $1 million. And then there could be somebody who makes $100,000. But what I always say is that guy's money is not your money. Just because he's rich does not mean it's my money. And people have different habits. The guy who's making $100,000 may be a lot more generous with me and willing to, I don't want to say take care of me, but...
Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
You know, is more responsible with his money than the guy who's making $1 million who might be really stingy and greedy. And so I don't want to put, I mean, I don't want to, I want you to be comfortable. You know, I would like an educated person, and I'm a big believer in education. And I think if you're educated,
say it!
Never fail, and even if you fail, you'll always get up and have an option to get back to do something useful to society.
That's, well, 100K in to a million is a that is an elite scale. So
wait a damn minute.
Okay, in to a million is a that is an elite scale. So
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yes, definitely. I mean, yes.
So most would you say 100K is the minimum?
You know, I would like to say that. Yeah, I would like to say that.
Does he have to make a certain amount of money?
I'm just glad that atrocity is over.
I make a significant amount of money. And so putting that on someone else, I think, is not fair. But someone who is willing to do the work to get there, it really doesn't matter.
Okay. Let me see, because I think your name, yes, your name is an accidental billionaire.
Yes.
So you're a billionaire?
I'm working towards it.
Right.
So you're a millionaire?
I'm a millionaire right now.
Okay. So with that being said, what is the lowest amount of money a man that you would date can make?
Let's say $300,000.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Does he have to make a certain amount of money?
Yeah, I'm going to say like 90 and up.
90 and up?
Yeah.
You, so not almost 100K, but she'll settle for 90.
Yeah, I'll settle for 90.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
Bitch, I see what you did there. I know.
Some people expect they free ride through life, cruising by on good looks and luck. Let me tell you something right now.
It don't work that way.
90 and up. Let's run it down. The requirements. 90 and up. Dark skin, right?
Brown skin,
handsome, no children, 35 to 45.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you date men that usually fit all these descriptions?
Yeah.
Then what's the issue?
It just...
She got your ass.
I don't know. It just doesn't work.
That's where all this dingbat shit is coming from. It's because she don't want to admit it.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I am shallow for the most part. I'm not going to lie. I think we all are.
Do he got to make a certain amount of money?
I would say so to make himself comfortable for the most part. Yeah, he should have his own apartment. He should have his own vehicle. He should drive.
No expectation, have a motherfucker.
He should definitely be financially stable, you know. His debt is his own. I'm definitely not taking on anybody else's debt. He should be financially aware of his own, you know, credit score and, you know, be financially ambitious on his own and have his own financial goals as well. As well as be able to be in a position to assist others.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have to take care of me, but at the same time, he should be able to want to do so.
Fuck no. And I'm a stand on that.
Okay.
And they can get in my DM. You can get in my DM all you want every day.
If that makes
sense. So is there a number amount to this?
I guess the medium range, because I'm in New York. So, I mean, we're talking at least over, you know, 50, 60,000. That's on average for us to be comfortable here. My rent alone is almost 3,000.
Now, listen, we're nobody's fool.
So it's like you have to be able to take care of yourself. Like I'm doing myself with two kids. You know, I'm not getting, you know, any assistance of that nature. So.
And so what?
So it's like you have to be able to hold your own and, you know, times.
So is 60K sufficient or no?
For his own, yeah. For him to take care of himself. If he wants to be able to, you know, join me on trips and vacations and stuff like that, then he needs to definitely be in that 80 range, that 80K. Yeah, he should be definitely ambitious and wanting to be, you know, a millionaire in his own family. Put it that way.
So 80K with a millionaire ambition.
Definitely.
I need a man. I need somebody to come in and split these bills, however we gonna split them, 70, 30, 60, 40, 50, whatever, okay? I need these bills taken off of me, all right? I'm willing to pay some of it, but paying all of it is breaking me, okay?
Money, should he make a certain amount of money?
Yes, I know I'll get a lot of judgment for this, but look, if I'm gonna become a mother, I'm not gonna settle. So I definitely $400,000 a year.
$400, so U.S. money.
$400,000 a year.
$400,000 in U.S. money.
Yes.
Ooh, big money over here, Sandy. So what are you going to school for?
Psychology.
Psychology. I'm going to ask you one more time. I just want to, because what is your currency? What's your money currency in South Africa?
Rand.
But not 400 Rand. You mean 400,000 US dollars?
Yes, per year. Yes.
I'm only burning my half. All you care about is money.
Per year. Okay. Now, they're saying you live at home with your mother, so why does he have to make $400,000?
Why not? Like, what does everyone lived with their parents at some point? What does me living with my mother have to do with what I want to seek in a future husband? That doesn't make sense.
Well, I guess what they're saying is you're not even in a position of making 400K yourself, and that's what you're requiring.
Yes, provider men don't worry about what their wife earns. True provider men. As long as she's submissive and, you know, is feminine, they don't worry about how much the woman's earning. It's usually the dusties who care about what the woman's earning.
She said, y'all dusties only care about what the woman is earning. All right, Tandy, we're going to leave it right there, girl. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
Okay.
400K at the door.
Sit your ass down. Man, sit your dumb ass down.
See that? That's a big bitch.
She's standing up there looking like a swollen Satan.
Oh, God.
You can't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Hey, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.